Glenn Carson checked his phone list and frowned. "Is this right, Beth?" he asked his partner on the reunion committee. "His name is Mumbles?" Beth Keitley, as bubbly and bright as she had been in senior year, launched her rolling office chair across the room to the table where he had sorted out the paperwork for the big event. She perched her chin on his shoulder and read the list in silence, moving her lips. "Oh, dear. Good old Mumbles Maloney," she said. "You ought to put him on speaker when you call. I wonder what happened to him." Glenn recalled no such name throughout his high school tenure, and because absent-minded Beth had forgotten her senior yearbook, he had no picture to jar his memory. "I'm assuming his doctor didn't write Mumbles on his birth certificate," he waved the phone list at her. "His real name isn't even here. I can't call asking for Mumbles. What if he doesn't go by the nickname anymore? Worse yet, what if Mumbles hated being called such and threatened to tear him a new one?" She shrugged. "Why not use it? He'll know it's somebody from school. You know, there has to be some kind of official paperwork, or maybe..." His friend let out a loud sigh. "Fine. I'll try the library. I think it's open today." The school had allowed them use of an empty office for the day to organize a class of 2004 reunion. Beth plodded out the door and closed it behind her, leaving him to watch odd shadows slither across the frosted glass as various staff and administrators finished their work on the planning day. After 15 minutes, during which Glenn managed to contact three other alumni to confirm their reservations, he gave up on Beth and dialed Mumbles. He definitely wasn't on the honors track or ROTC. From freshman year on, Glenn had shared classes with the same group of 15 students, give or take a few who had enrolled only in the advanced placement electives like Spanish or art. Having attended a local college, then accepted a good teaching position at a private school in town, he had kept in touch with many of the senior class who had stayed in the area. Yes, he would remember a Mumbles. Interesting, too, since the guy had an area code within the state. After the phone rang a third time, a deep, irritated voice answered.
"Maloney?"
Glenn glanced at the wall clock. High noon. "Mr. Maloney, I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Who is calling?"
The voice, deep and rich, anything but a mumble, intimidated him. Maybe the guy had been a jock, a several-foot-wide football player who helped the school with the championship senior year. He hadn't attended many games and had skipped homecoming. Right. We are planning a reunion here. "I'm representing the reunion committee of the Franklin D. Roosevelt High School class of 2004. You can probably guess our big 10th is coming up.
You know what? I'm going to save you the sales pitch,"
Mumbles Maloney said.
"I don't know who you are, and I don't give a shit. It's taken me a long time to get past all the crap I put up with in high school. And if you think I'm going to show up at some rented ballroom all smiles as though the hell you assholes put me through never happened, forget it."
What? The man's anger surged through him and sped up his heartbeat.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean fuck you, fuck FDR High, and fuck every last piece of shit homophobe in that backwater town. I hope you all get cancer.
Click. Beth burst back into the room, waving a thick tome with a scaly blue cover.
"Found it,"
she chirped. "Never mind." Glenn pushed away from his workspace. Mumbles Maloney's palpable rage lingered in the quiet of the small office, invoking a sense of doom in an otherwise dull place. He doubted he'd forget the voice for a while. The man had pent-up issues with his former schoolmates, no doubt. Yet for all the vitriol burning through the airwaves and sizzling in the veins, Mumbles had sounded, well, sexy. He rumbled like a hot Hollywood star on the make. A voice like that, over the phone at 3 a.m, demanding somebody spread her legs and wait for him to come, would produce immediate results. Or his legs. Mumbles had mentioned homophobes. Glenn shivered at the memory of his own such encounters.